host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and on today's episode,
I chat with Alain Derry, president of Le Rucher Boutonnoise, about the organization's fifth anniversary and what Le Rucher will be offering the community heading into 2023. Alain, Le Rucher Boutonnoise is celebrating 5 years this year. Can you please start off by telling our listeners how the organization came together all those years ago and what your mission is?
Of course, the project, in fact, started 6 years ago, before we made a non-lucrative organization of it. It started because I was involved into the environment committee at the City Hall, and we were looking for a way to make people accurate with the need not to use pesticides. And at that time, I had some beehives at home. So I said to my colleagues, why don't we put many beehives in the village? And so people will be adopting the beehives and taking care of even the neighbors, asking them not to use pesticides. So this was the kickstart of the project. We had 16 families the first year, and this was 2017. And then the year after, the project tended to grow, so we decided to spread around Boutonnest in other villages like Austin, Eastman, Saint-Étienne-de-Boulton. We raised the project to 52 hives. And then we needed some funding, and to get some funding from the municipality or from the MRC, we needed to create a company, but a non-lucrative company, non-profit organization, I think you say. So this is the start of it, and then many other projects came together in the organization. And the main mission of the organization was first of all, of course, to take care of the bees and to develop and maintain a community beekeeping project. We wanted through this to develop a social network for the members joining the organization. We are organizing workshop courses. We wanted also to promote the creation of community cooking groups. And so this was the initial mission of the company. And other projects came along.
Yes, actually, that was my next question, was what were some of the group's first projects when it got started? And but you just answered that. And then I was going to ask you, do you have any new projects that have been started or that you're hoping to start this year?
Yeah, almost every year as its project. The first year in 2018, when we started in February, created the nonprofit organization. And then the veggie grower, the farmer at the village, he came to me and said, you seem to be good in administration. How do we create a nonprofit organization? And I said to him, why do you want to know that? And he said, I would like to set up a public market to sell my veggies. And I said, but you're late. We were around May. And I said, but we already exist, so why don't we make it together? And that's how we created the public market at Boutonnoise in 2018. So this year will be the sixth year in 2023 of this market. And it was a success immediately. People really enjoyed to have a market in Boutonnoise. The market is in a nice place. It is a park, so natural environment. So this brings a big plus to the experience for the visitors. Once we had 8 merchants, and the year after we grew to 25 merchants. So we like to grow.
Yeah.
We multiply. We installed in 2019, we installed a bistro in the park at the same moment as the market is happening. So this made an added value to the experience again for the visitors. We added the makeup for kids, different activities for children too. And it is, as I said, in the park. So there are facilities, seesaws and things like this, so the kids can play there. So this were the project of 2018, 2019. And then 2020, we all know that pandemic came around. So we started to make live shows online every Thursday to keep people together. All the people we knew, we had a lot of emails. Sometimes we had 500 people connected. This was a big event every week. And this made an opportunity for the artists to perform. And at that same year, we also started an online public market because of the pandemic again, but it is still alive. And at that same year, the city said that they wanted to sell the building where we were hosting. The organization made a member general meeting, and we concluded that we need to buy the building. So we did buy the building in October 2020 with the money brought by all the members. No bank. This was a big commitment for many people. So it took the shape of loans and gifts also. So now we are owning this building, which is a 80 by 60 feet building. It's a big, big playground for us. And so 2021 came, so the pandemic was slowing down. 2022, we started to make live shows, and we created what we call now the Bistro du Rucher, which is now a cultural location in Bolton Est and for the neighbors' cities. This is what happens there. And last year, some guys from the members came to us, and they said, we would like to make our own beer. So we started the first community beer brewing station, I think, in the Eastern Townships, at least. And now we have 8 people brewing beer.
Oh, wow.
And hundreds of people drinking it. We do the market or the shows at the bistro. And last year also, 2 members came and they said there is a little cinema in Potton called Cinema Potton. It's labeled as the smallest cinema in Quebec. And they lost the place to make their events. So can we make this here? And I said, okay, we'll try to find money to buy a screen and a projector. We did. And we now are partners with Cinema Potton for 2 years. Every 2 weeks, we have a film during the winter season. And we have the popcorn for free. One of the only cinema with free popcorn, gastronomic popcorn. So this is where we are now. And now we are discussing, but we started an idea last summer, making community agriculture. Instead of beekeeping, we planted 2,000 pounds of potatoes that we harvested. Planted potatoes, and the citizens came to make everything. So it's a community project, and this year we'll double the size of the project. The farmers are also, they want to get involved into that. They want Le Rucher to maybe transform some food that they grow. They grow extra food, so we're discussing. So that's the new baby coming up slowly.
Awesome. So basically it seems like Le Rucher just tries to bring the community together around important projects in Bolton Est.
Exactly. It's a host for ideas. And we say at Le Rucher that we started from bees, of course, and we are still with bees. And we say that Le Rucher is inspired by the collective strength of bees to carry out major projects, one small drop of nectar at a time.
From what you were mentioning before, the Le Rucher is made up of volunteers, right?
Exactly. We have one employee only, part-time. Which is the chef, which we need someone regular to make the rides, to make the purchase and things like this. But when there is a show, there are 10 volunteers right there. And some are soundmans that were doing this in their professional life. So it's high quality volunteers, I can say. In the summer, sometimes we have 20, 25 people on the ground with the bees, the market, the bistro, etc. Yeah.
And all these volunteers kind of bring their own expertise and skills to the project.
Exactly. We have lawyers, we have brewers, of course, soundmen, lightmen, administrators. It's very incredible. We have 200 members now, and we hope to get 250 this year. And there's a good roll-up, too, of the volunteers. I know some organizations that they have problem because their members or their volunteers get tired, if I can say.
Yes.
But at Le Rucher, we're lucky. We have a good turnover, new people coming in. We have some that are still there from the beginning. So it's always open.
That's what I was going to ask you, is that is the Rucher Boltonnoise only for citizens in the Bolton areas, or can people from like the Broome Lake area join the group? Or
of course, we're not closed. It's very open. We have the only thing Boltonnoise, the name. Okay. Yeah, it's very open. We have a lot of members from the connected villages, because Bolton is physically connected to Eastman, Austin, Potton, West Bolton, and Saint Etienne. So we have a good crowd turning around, but we have members from Broome, from Beaumont, Sherbrooke. It's not closed. The only rule is that the administrative council is made of 5 people minimum from Bolton.
So 5 years later, how important are these projects that you've been coordinating for the last few years. How important have they been for the community? Have you seen the impact that they've had on the people who are involved?
Absolutely. First of all, Bolton-Est is a bilingual city, officially. Now I think it's 30% English people, 70% French people. And every crowd was a little apart, you know, the English on the side, the French on the side. I didn't like that. And the market and the bistro are bringing those people together. And this is fantastic. And the English people are involved, not only visitors. So this was a good point. Also, it brought like 12 producers of food. We have a yak farm, we have mini farmers now, we have maple farmers too. So it's even eatable flowers farmer came to install. So this brings also young families because the offer is there. And what people say in Bolton-Est, there is life. There is community life, and this is very attractive because we're not a commercial city. We have no big stores or things like this. Our main things are the nature. The teaser of the city is vibrant by nature. So
yes,
we are connected to that.
Now, is the group doing anything special to highlight its fifth anniversary? Like, are you doing any celebrations or any special activities to highlight this special occasion?
Not exactly, because the celebration is every time we make an event, make a show. It's a running bill. We just try to be better and to be well organized and to bring interesting things to our members and the non-members too. Because when you want to come to see a show, you don't have to be a member. Mm-hmm. It's open. Members have discount on shows, tickets, but else everyone is welcome, of course.
Okay. And so how can the community support your group or get involved with your group?
Well, first of all, to be volunteers. That's our goal. This is very, very important. With no volunteers, no Ruchet. It's impossible because that's small. Even like the bistro has 42 seats, so we cannot pay 5 people with this amount of income. So it's mandatory to have the volunteers. We have support from Bolton-Est, from the city, for the market especially. They bring a little money. And for the agriculture this year, the new project, they gave a little amount too. And they give some money for the cultural part of the market. So when every week we have musicians out there, so they give money for this. But the beekeeping, we are self-sufficient, talking of money, and also for the bistro in the park, we are self-sufficient, and the winter bistro too. So we don't get so much subsidies. We had a loan from the MRC, but we had a good kickstart at the early years. And with new project, now we talk maybe to build a mushroom growing room. And for this, we will go to see the MRC to get some money.
Okay. So you get grants from the MRC and from the municipality, but are people able to make private donations as well to the nonprofit
It's always welcome. We did a fundraising when we started the market, and another one when we bought the building. So now we have a loan with the organization is using only half of the building, so the other half will be freed in a year or two, and then we'll need a big renovation, so then we'll ask people maybe to put a little money from their pockets.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Ali, about Le Rocher that you think would be important for people to know of that I may have missed in my questions.
No, the only thing I have to say, I'm also a city councillor, and that's a very different role or activity for me. I say that with Le Rocher, I walk with my heart open wide. Yeah, so happy to see all this happen.
You're proud. Most,
yeah, proud, but not for myself, for the whole thing.
Yeah.
I always been someone who liked to drive the power of a gang, of a group, and this happens there. So fantastic. It's incredible.
And does the Rocher have a website that people can go to if they're interested?
Of course. Of course. It's rocherboltonois.net. So if you search Rocher Bolton, you'll get on it through Google or other. But yeah, there you can see the schedule for the shows, for the film. You can go to the public market. And we also have a Facebook page, Rocher Bolton-Ois.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Alain, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.